Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, providing a perfect backdrop for outdoor activities. A warm day is expected, so enjoy the pleasant weather if you're stepping outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports that the IDF targeted Jabalia, eliminating Abd al-Fattah Abu al-Aish, linked to the October 7th attacks, along with another Hamas operative. This news came in just over half an hour ago. Also, from JNS just 18 minutes ago, the IDF confirmed strikes in Gaza, killing Hamas terrorists involved in the October 7th massacre. The military emphasized efforts to minimize civilian harm by using precise munitions and aerial surveillance. Also this hour, Walla reports the IDF is preparing for a ground operation in Gaza, as they estimate no choice remains but to occupy the city. The third anniversary of the October 7th massacre looms, adding urgency to these preparations. Separately, Ynet highlights Finland's dual approach as it criticizes Israel over Gaza while investing in the David Sling defense system for 317 million euros. And finally, I-24 News covered Prime Minister Netanyahu's condemnation of increased settler violence in the West Bank, while Iran admits U.S. sanctions severely impact its economy. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist, noted on social media that Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the U.S. House, publicly condemned anti-Semitism from a notable figure. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's foreign minister, announced earlier today the expulsion of Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This follows Dutch legislation banning trade in Israeli products from disputed territories. Belaz News confirmed the expulsion of Dutch diplomats, stating they have 1 week to leave Israel due to the new Dutch trade law. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operations in Jabalia. As reported by Israel Hayom, the strike targeted key Hamas figures tied to the October 7th massacre. The IDF's actions are part of a broader strategy to dismantle Hamas's military capabilities. This move underscores Israel's commitment to responding decisively to past attacks. Meanwhile, JNS highlights the IDF's precision in recent operations. The army's efforts to avoid civilian casualties reflect stringent guidelines in military engagements, showing a continued focus on ethical warfare amid complex urban settings. Turning to the potential ground operation in Gaza, Walla's report suggests the IDF sees little alternative as Hamas rebuilds its strength. The possibility of occupying Gaza marks a significant escalation, indicating a shift in Israel's tactical approach as the region braces for potential conflict. Meanwhile, Finland's actions reported by Ynet reveal a complex diplomatic landscape. Despite criticism of Israel's actions in Gaza, Finland's defense investments reflect ongoing strategic cooperation. This juxtaposition highlights the nuanced nature of international relations. Finally, I-24 News sheds light on internal challenges facing Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu's condemnation of settler violence comes as tensions rise in the West Bank. This domestic issue coincides with international pressures as Iran admits economic strain under U.S. sanctions, adding layers to the regional geopolitical climate. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports a range of new consumer products, including the G-Shock watch and Antonio Vero candles, marking the end of summer with a launch parade. Separately, CTEC reveals that Israeli company Alice has secured $140 million in funding. The company aims to enhance AI security, reflecting a growing market for protective technology against malicious online behavior. And finally, Ynet Business notes that Intercure, a cannabis company, will receive 230 million shekels in compensation. The funds cover damages from recent disruptions, ensuring continuity for its operations in Near Oz. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.